Hello, hello. What's up, rock stars? Ruby Kay here, and I am excited to share with you a little thinking I was doing regarding a post I made last weekend. Hey, hey, it's Ruby Kay. Welcome to the podcast. I'm obsessed with helping you dig out your inner rock star, step into your zone of brilliance, and give you permission to share your message. With over 25 years of living in autoimmune dis-ease, I found there was a better way. When I shifted my mindset, I not only felt better, but I was able to grow a six-figure business I love that empowers women to do the very same thing. All right, let's rock and roll. So last weekend, I posted a picture of this pin. So the story goes like this. My son, he lost his school ID, his lanyard was broken, and he threw his lanyard in the back seat of our car, and the ID slipped out of the lanyard and went behind the seat of the back seat of our car. And he was really frustrated one morning trying to find it because he's like, I've got to have my school ID. They're required to wear them around their neck. So he was digging in the seat behind the, in the back seat. And the way that our car is it doesn't open up to the trunk. We have a sedan, a Lexus sedan, and it doesn't go through to the trunk. It just, there's like a big pocket under there that we realize there's all kinds of stuff under there, which is really gross. We are not the first owners of this car. And so I was like, ew, this is kind of gross. Like, I didn't know this existed back here, right? We're pulling out like quarters and receipts and a straw, you know. But he pulled out this pin while he was looking for his ID, and he threw the pin to the front of the car because he figured I'd probably like put it in my purse or put it in the console or something like that. And so he throws the pin in the front and he found his ID. So he was happy. We were happy. He went off to school. Everything was good. So while I was driving him, I looked at the corner of the car where this pin, where he'd thrown it up to the front, and this part was showing because it was kind of like in a little pocket under the radio. And I go, wait a second. I didn't even realize he had found the pin and thrown it up to the front of the car. And so I said, where did you find that pin? Or where did that pin come from? That was my question. Where did that pin come from? He goes, oh, I found it in the seat when I was looking for my ID. And I said, are you serious? He goes, yeah, why? It's just a pin. You know, I go, it's not just a pin. I said, I know that pin. Now, my dad is a lover of pins. I am too. You know those questions that come on Facebook? This is a good impromptu question if you want like engagement on your stuff, where they say, what do you own an obsessive amount of? I always write pins because if you look around my house, I have buckets. I'll show you. This is one of the examples. I have buckets of pins all over my I mean, they're strategically, but I can see another one like on another desk that I have in my office. And then I have one that's for markers. And then I have, I think, two or three of these downstairs in like our kitchen-ish area where I have all of our mail. I have a stupid amount of pins. So I'm always answering pins. So I like pins. I'm very particular about pins. And I happen to recognize this emblem, this logo on the pin. And I said, oh my gosh, I said to my son, he's 15. I go, Waylon, that's called a Mont Blanc pin. I go, Google search that right now and tell me how much this pin is worth. He goes, what are you talking about? It's just a pin. I said, no, Google search Mont Blanc pin, find this pin on there and see the value of this pin. He's like, there's a value on a pin. Now we all know, like, you can go to Office Max and you can spend, you know, $1.99 for a pack of 24 pins, or you can buy like the pin that's, you know, $3.99, $5.99. Oh no, girlfriend. These Mont Blanc pins are like serious business. It's a designer pin and it's worth about $300 to $400 if you were to buy it new. I don't really know if there's any resale value in it, but if you were to buy a Mont Blanc pin, they range anywhere from $300 to $1,000+ depending on the pin. So this one is actually gold plated also. But would you ever know that just from your son throwing it up to the front of the car that this is gold plated right here? So I told him, I go, Waylon, that's gold plated pin and it's worth several hundred dollars. He's Google searching. He goes, oh my goodness. And he found it on there, one that was real similar. So then he's like biting the pin. I go, what are you doing? Get your mouth off the pin. He's like, I'm testing the gold. I said, stop it. Anyway, that's my son. He's silly like that. So the point of this story being this, we found this Mont Blanc pin, and there are three points that I want to make about finding this pin in the back seat of our car. Number one point, and how this can relate to you and your business, and you're growing in your product or your company, or just unblocking the brilliance inside of you. Here's the number one point. Number one is that somebody had to dig the pin out of the car. Somebody had to dig and dig and dig to find this, sometimes in the midst of some other junk. So like I mentioned at the beginning of the video, the pin was behind the seat and we pulled out like old receipts. We pulled out a couple quarters or dimes or whatever. We pulled out like a straw and I was thinking, ew, I don't want to be pulling this stuff out. I don't know whose it was, you know, like maybe that's our kids' stuff. I don't know, but maybe it's been in there. Maybe it's disgusting. Maybe it's growing things. So in our lives, sometimes we have to dig through the dirt in order to find something valuable. And you've got to keep digging. Sometimes you got to like sort stuff out and really be like, I got to ask myself more questions here and dig out and dig out and dig out and release and throw some stuff away that might be holding you back, that might be covering up your brilliance. And so that's number one, is you've got to be able and willing to dig and get a little dirty. You've got to be willing to get a little dirty and keep digging until you find something valuable. Number two is that when my son did dig this out of the back seat of the car and he threw it up to the front, he did not realize or recognize that there was value to it other than just being a pin. Oh, maybe we can use that pin, you know, like any other pin. It wasn't until he had another person, AKA me, which in your life might be a coach, it might be a therapist, it might be a friend, it might be a mentor, it might be a teammate. You have someone else in your life that recognizes the value inside of what you just found, inside of the story of your life, inside of something that was buried within the dirt that is of value. And I said to my son, hey, that's a valuable pin. You might want to have a coach in your life that can recognize that you don't see it. Like he did not see it anything else other than a pin, but I saw it and I said, I recognize that that's valuable. That's why I created this group, you guys, is because I want to recognize in you pieces and parts that are valuable that you may not even realize are super valuable. And as a coach, as a mentor, as a friend, as a, you know, teammate, whatever we are in our relationship, I can start to say, I think you should focus a little bit more in that area. Like take out that pin. Let's talk about it a little bit more. So that's number two. Number one is being willing to dig out in the midst of some dirt, something of value. Number two is being able to recognize or having a friend, a coach to recognize the value of it. And then number three is to actually use the pin. Use the pin. So this pin, I did this part in another group. I didn't talk about it exactly in this way with the other pieces, but I talked about what we could do that's valuable with this pin. Now, here's an example. I could use this pin and I could write a love letter to my husband. My husband and I have been together for since we were 15. It's been a long time, a really long time. We've been married for almost 20 years. We were high school sweethearts, you know, but we did the breakup, get back together thing. Anyway, I appreciate him in my life. I could now use this pin and write him a love letter. I could send him a message that could make his day. I could do something with that. And I could also be in gratitude that I can do that because I have a husband who's amazing and I didn't know that we were going to last this long at many times. Hashtag relate if you can relate to that. If you've been in a relationship where you're like, I don't think this is going to work out. Yeah, we've been there like 827 times probably, but it's still working for us. We're working hard on our marriage. And so I could write him a love letter with this pen. And it could change his life forever. I could write him a message that says, I'm so grateful for you. And then in my heart, I'm feeling gratitude and I'm doing something good with what we found in the back seat of my car. I could also just sell it for money. I could monetize it, right? I could monetize this thing of value that we found. So maybe in your life, you find something that's of value that you have to offer the world and it's time to start monetizing it. It's time to start making some money off of it and say, oh, the other people could benefit from this. I think I'm going to figure out a way to sell it. So it might be that, or it might be that you're just sharing your message with people. And with that said, when you find something about you, about your story, about that you dug out in the midst of all the dirt, where is the value and the message that someone else is waiting to hear about that? Because I could totally leave this pin sitting on my desk for the next 20 years. It could get totally lost in all of my other pins and I won't use it and I won't do anything with it. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. That's a super valuable pin, but I'm just gonna like focus on all these things. And I'm gonna be like, well, maybe today I wanna use the red pin and da 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 da. And it just gets lost in the shuffle and it gets forgotten about. And maybe God is saying to you like, dude, I just gave you a unicorn in your life, a message that I need you to pull out of all the other stuff and I need you to focus on that. And I want you to share that with people. I want you to write your message. I want you to share your message. And if you don't, you're missing out on an opportunity. So maybe that is where the value of this pin really lies. And it's like your message. You might be feeling afraid to share your message or like, I don't know, is it really that much different than anybody else? Does it really shine any better? Does it write any better? Is the message any stronger? Really, I mean, it could just get, I'm just gonna like keep it for later. And it's like, no, sister, dude, you gotta pull that pin out because that pin is special to you. That story is special to you. That is brilliant. It might be one of many things that are brilliant in your life, but for whatever reason, this is unique for you. It's far beyond any other pin, far beyond any other value. I mean, yeah, some of the other ones might be really fancy and look really cool on the outside, but there's something super valuable about that one that you dug out from the dirt within your life, and it's going to help and bless other people. So I'm curious for you guys, what is a message that, you know, like, here's how I always describe it to you. That little still small voice that tells you the same message month after month, year after year, that you might be ignoring and you might be thinking like, I don't know. I don't really, like, somebody else is already doing that. I don't know. That's not really, do I really want to do that? That's the message, you guys. That's the pin that's hiding in the car. That little still small voice is that pin crying out to you saying, come and find me, come and dig me out and use me. That is your spark. That's your light. That's your brilliance. Those little still small pieces that you might think are insignificant, that might not seem of value, that might not be recognizable right away as something that could be monetized or helpful for other people. And that's where I'm here to say to you, that's the piece. That's the missing piece. Pull it out and talk about it. Or talk to me about it. Let's discover, let's explore what that is. So whatever that still small voice is that has been with you, whether it's something you are supposed to start doing, or maybe it's something you're supposed to stop doing. It might be that for you also. It might be a sign that's going, hey, we got to cut this out of your life if you're going to level up. So whatever that still small voice is, and you all know what I'm talking about, whatever that one is, that you keep arguing about and you keep justifying why it's there and why you're not moving on it yet, that's your valuable pin. That's the one we got to dig out and get a coach to help you or a friend or a mentor to push through and elevate that level in your life. That's the piece. That's the missing piece. That's your sweet sauce, at least for this season of your life. So I would love to know if this is resonating with you, if this makes any sense for you, and what you think about it. Do you have a hidden valuable pin hiding in the back seat of your car that is ready to get out and for you to write a phenomenal message? Don't just leave the pin sitting there. It's not doing any good. In fact, it's drying out. This pin is kind of dry now because it's been sitting there a long time. I was writing with it the other day. I'm like, oh, I kind of don't like it. Yes, it might be worth $400, but it's not writing very good. Use it. So I was thinking like, okay, maybe I need to upgrade and get some new ink in there because it's kind of dried out. Maybe that we need to refresh and get some life back into it, life back into that message. And once you do, it's going to start to grow and expand into more people. So there's the message of the pin. What does that look like for you? What does that look like for you? Tell me about what you're hiding in your backseat of your car that needs to be unleashed, needs to be unblocked, needs to be shared with the world and not hidden and drying out. All right, you guys, have a great Thursday. Happy almost weekend, and I will talk to you soon.